The latest terror attack in Lebanon's northern city of Tripoli, which the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra Front claimed responsibility for, came as a stark reminder that the Takfiri threat towards the country remains very real. Tripoli is believed to be a place which Al-Qaeda has long had its sights set on, and the crisis in neighboring Syria has brought the movement much closer to Lebanon's northern city.
The first country in the world the word Al-Qaeda appeared is in Lebanon in 2000, and their eye is on Tripoli and its countryside and a car plane from a long time ago in order to reach to the Mediterranean.
Many Lebanese nationals from the north have traveled to Syria to fight in the ranks of terror groups. This has triggered increased radicalization, placing the city in the eye of the storm time and again. Even before the Syrian crisis, Tripoli was known for its vulnerability to extremism and for a strong extremist presence.
There are hundreds of Lebanese who received education from some schools in Akkar, which are headed by Al-Qaeda ideology and Al-Qaeda preachers, and they are still now in Lebanon. The same looks like the Taliban schools in Pakistan.
Deadly sporadic clashes and bombing struck the northern city after the infiltration of Takfiri terrorists into Syria. And even some politicians from the north are accused of playing an active role in supporting the armed groups across the border. As long as terrorism exists in Syria, Lebanon will not be immune from Takfiri projects and attacks. Preemptive operations by the Lebanese movement of Hezbollah have helped maintain security to some extent. But the future of security in Lebanon, like many other regional countries, depends on the developments in Syria. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.